Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. When you think community art project, murals in the park come to mind, community garden sculptures, or other public installations. And in a gallery setting, collective shows from the public include member shows or craft fairs. But don't forget the biennial show, the Diorama-Rama, a community art and music show. It only comes around every 2 years. And this unusual exhibit is open for one night only at Sacred Heart Music Center. It's organized by local artist and poster maker Sarah Heimer. The Diorama-Rama is just what it sounds like, an evening of locally created dioramas on display with food, drinks, and music. It's all happening this Saturday night, starting at 8 p.m.
My name is Sarah Heimer. I'm a local Duluth artist. I mostly use acrylic paints. I do some silk screening. I've also done comics, graphic design.
And you organize an art event. Tell us what it is and a little bit about it.
Well, it's called the Diorama-Rama. It happens once every 2 years. And this year it will be happening at Sacred Heart Music Center. And it's basically a community art show of dioramas. And for those of you who don't know, a diorama is a box with a scene inside of it. Basically, anyone is welcome to make one and show one in a big one-night show. It's very fun. We have any size from the size of a matchbox to a gigantic refrigerator box to even bigger than that.
So what got you going with the diorama?
Well, originally I had been speaking with one of my friends years and years ago about having a community art show, and my idea, which was shot down, was mobiles, and I wanted to do a show of mobiles. And he was like, no, you can't do it. It's too hard to hang all these mobiles. You should do dioramas. So basically, I was convinced by a friend to do a diorama show. And it started out pretty small. It was at the Mac. And I just begged people to make dioramas because I didn't know if anyone would do it or if anyone would show up. And it turned out just to be much more successful than I anticipated, and tons of people came, and there was a whole bunch of dioramas, and it was really fun. And ever since then, we've just been holding it every 2 years, so the enthusiasm doesn't wear off, and it's just been getting bigger and bigger, and more people have been participating, and it's been really fun.
How many people brought dioramas at the last event?
I would say probably around 75, maybe more.
Any favorites from past years that stand out?
I guess I like the ones that are interactive. I mean, there's been so many that are just amazing. And I like the ones that you have to put your face up to that are like a peephole or things with mechanized parts. Sometimes people have things that move. There was one that someone made of a guy parachuting through a thunderstorm, and that one moved. It was really amazing. Some live action dioramas, those are always people's favorites, like where actual people are sitting inside boxes. And
any rumors about dioramas that are in the works already for this year's?
I do know of one live action diorama that is going to be there, and it sounds pretty cool. It's a one-night show, and it's just kind of getting a glimpse into people's creativity, maybe like kind of glimpsing into their subconscious a little bit. It's really interesting. People can still participate, and encourage people to come and check it out, and that's about it.
This year's Diorama-Rama includes music from Red Mountain, Low Forms, Man on the Moon, DJ 45, and Johnny V, happening this Saturday night, March 29th at 8 p.m. at Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Molly Strife, music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.